Report, Ethics Committee Investigating Chuck Edwards After Complaint Alleging Affair with Former Aide. By Jasmine Jordan on May 4, 2026. A congressional ethics inquiry is examining allegations involving a North Carolina lawmaker and a former staff member, adding to a series of recent investigations and resignations tied to misconduct claims on Capitol Hill. A May 1 notice report says Representative Chuck Edwards, RNC, is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee due to allegations of sexual misconduct involving a former aide. Three sources told the outlet the panel is examining claims that Edwards had an affair with a staffer who left his office earlier this year. The report further describes the alleged relationship as a long-term involvement with his former deputy chief of staff, who was first hired as a legislative assistant during his time as a state senator in 2021. Notice indicates that multiple sources said the relationship was not discreet and became widely known among staff and members of the North Carolina delegation. It further noted that the alleged relationship created internal tensions and contributed to staff departures from Edwards' Washington office. House rules prohibit members from engaging in romantic relationships with their staff. A source cited by notice said a complaint alleging sexual misconduct was filed with the Ethics Committee. Axios first reported the investigation, and CNN reported the panel is examining sexual harassment allegations. Edwards responded to the allegations and the ethics investigation in a statement saying, "I welcome any investigation, given the professionalism my staff has demonstrated and my commitment to serving the people of Western NC." He added that given the current political environment we are facing in our nation, it comes as no surprise that others with their own political agendas will attempt to raise false accusations in order to create news stories. In recent weeks, ethics investigations in Congress have included cases involving allegations of sexual misconduct and relationships with staff. Former Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, said he was suspending my campaign for governor after being accused of sexual assault by a former staffer and other women alleging inappropriate conduct. Days later, he added that I planned to resign my seat in Congress, saying he would fight the serious, false allegation while also acknowledging he was deeply sorry for mistakes in judgment. His resignation came after the House Ethics Committee said it was investigating allegations that he may have engaged in sexual misconduct, including towards an employee working under his supervision. Similarly, Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, confirmed he would retire from Congress after admitting to an affair with a former aide, Regina Ann Santos-Avales, who had served as his regional district director. Gonzalez said he had made a mistake and took full responsibility for what he described as a lapse in judgment, adding that he had reconciled with his wife. According to accounts cited in reporting, the relationship became known among some staff members during the 2024 election cycle, and Santos-Avales later told a colleague her husband had discovered messages revealing the affair. In September 2025, Santos-Avales died after setting herself on fire. The House Ethics Committee announced it had opened an investigation into Gonzalez to determine if he violated the Code of Official Conduct or other rules, including if he engaged in sexual misconduct toward a staff member or provided improper benefits or privileges. Other ethics-related departures have included former Representative Sheila Sherfalas M.C. Cormick, DFL, who resigned moments before the House Ethics Committee was set to consider sanctions tied to a federal criminal case. A grand jury had indicted her over allegations she diverted $5 million in FEMA funds through her family company for campaign and personal use and engaged in related financial misconduct. Days before stepping down, she filed for re-election despite the ongoing scrutiny. The Ethics Committee said it found substantial evidence of violations involving campaign finance laws and House rules. McCormick pleaded not guilty, denied wrongdoing, and described the process as unfair and a witch hunt, and her resignation ended the committee's jurisdiction, canceling the planned hearing. In another case, Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, filed a motion to expel Representative Corey Mills, RFL, over a series of claims, including sexual misconduct, stolen valor, campaign finance violations, and alleged illegal activity involving federal contracts while serving in Congress. The resolution is not privileged but could still be brought forward for a vote. Additional claims state that Mills threatened an ex-girlfriend with revenge porn after their relationship ended and was involved in a separate incident that prompted a law enforcement response in Washington, D.C., last year. Mills has denied wrongdoing, criticized Mace in a post on X, and is seeking a third term in Congress with an endorsement from President Donald Trump.